Zurich.
Lepi pozdravi iz Clermont-Ferrana. Na zadnji dan prvega meseca novega leta se kombi poln navdušencev nad kratkim filmom in sodelavcev Ljubljanskega festivala kratkega filma FEK odpravil v daljno Francijo. Tam je v mestu Clermont-Ferrand namreč že 48-tič potekal največji mednarodni festival kratkega filma na svetu. Medtem, ko smo glodali bagete, se je na festivalskih platnih odvrtelo kar 500 različnih filmov, ki si jih je ogledalo skoraj 170 tisoč obiskovalcev. Francoski in mednarodni tekmovalni program sta se raznovrstnosti navkljub pretežno nagibala proti komercialnim senzibilitetam. Vendar pa festival ponuja tudi vsebinsko in formalno zanimivejši labo. Tekmovalni program eksperimentalnega filma ter tekmovalni nabor VR filmov. Poleg tekmovalnih sklopov smo lahko ujeli tudi fokus na jugovzhodno Azijo ter programe marginalnih kinematografij, otroških filmov, afriških filmov, sodobne palestinske produkcije in mnogo več. Kot se za tak megalomanski dogodek spodobi, je velik poudarek festivala tudi na biznisu. Večina festivalskih gostov se v Clermont-Ferrand tako bolj kot za filme zgrne zaradi obiska festivalske tržnice, ki ponuja pomembno priložnost za mreženje med predstavniki festivalov, narodnimi kratkometražnimi industrijami in filmskimi ustvarjalci. Mihalis Kimonas in Roxane Krimizi, ki sta svoji filmski karieri začela kot igralca, sta na festival kratkega filma v Clermont-Ferrandu prišla s filmom The Great Organ. To je bil edini grški film, ki se je uvrstil v mednarodni tekmovalni program, s tem pa tudi edini film iz balkanske regije v tem programu. V labo se je sicer uvrstil še hrvaški polotok režiserja Davida Gaše. Slovenski film se letos ni prebil v program Clermont-Ferrana. Je pa največji uspeh na festivalu do sedaj doživela Kukla, ki je leta 2021 s sestrami pobrala glavno nagrado. The Great Organ teme drugačnosti in družbene izključenosti prepleta z žanrskimi elementi romantike in znanstvene fantastike. Iz nabora tekmovalnih filmov pa izstopa že svojo 33-minutno dolžino. S tem za nekaj minut presega zgornjo mejo minutaže večine festivalov kratkega filma, med drugim tudi ljubljanskega Feka. V kratkem intervjuju sta Kimonas in Krimizi spregovorila o ideji za filmom, pristopu k pisanju nevrodivergentnih likov in delu z nevrodivergentnimi nastopajočimi ter produkcijskih okoliščinah, v katerih je nastal The Great Organ.
So with The Great Organ, you were both the directors, screenwriters, and editors.
Yes. Right? Yeah.
And you're also the producer.
Yeah. He also produced a lot.
Could you describe the film, like what it's about and what the idea was?
Well, the story is obviously about a factory worker with autism and a girl with Tourette's syndrome that they meet, they fall in love, and they... discover an extraterrestrial entity, an organism, a portal, you can say it in many different ways, that helps them escape the difficulties and the world they live in. For us, it's a love story, mostly.
Yes. And also, yeah, it's first of all, it's a love story. And in second level, I think we perceived it as an escape story. Mm-hmm. Both literally and metaphorically.
The film operates in a few different modes and mm-hmm. it has different genre characteristics. So as you said, it's a romance love story, and then there are sci-fi elements. Mm-hmm. And also, I feel like the autistic character, the male character, he works at a factory, which gives it this socially aware or like worker theme. Where did the idea start and how did it build?
It began because Roxanne and I, we had already working on another project. And we saw for a video we were making the factory, and the idea came from the place that we wanted to use the space, the big factory. And then followed the idea of a worker with autism.
Yeah, because we kind of like wanted to touch the issue of neurodiversity for many reasons. And we kind of wanted to see two neurodivergent people not depicted as, you know, oh, poor guy has autism. Like people who work, fall in love, they go to the movies, they go to the restaurant, they have fun. And they, at the end of the day, they have the guts to leave this place and that. Most of us don't, and create their own world, the world they prefer.
Are the actors actually neurodivergent?
Yeah, we get that question a lot.
The two protagonists are not.
Are not, okay.
But there are actors in the film who are neurodivergent.
Okay, so how did you two approach the topic? I mean, it's quite a sensitive or at least delicate issue. How did you approach it while writing the film and then later working with the actors?
First of all, we had a lot of talks with
special education. Yeah.
Yes, and in the second place, I would say that we like to think about the characters, not so much as a diagnosis, like neurodivergent type of people, but more in a way of thinking, of frequency, that they're communicate in another frequency.
Yeah, as we feel that for us, it's first of all, it's a spectrum. It's not like a person with autism has this or that or there. So we had the freedom of kind of create our own characters that, I don't know, Tourette syndrome has like a huge spectrum. You can create a character within that spectrum. So that kind of like when we thought of that, we kind of felt more free to give them the characteristics we wanted, I guess.
So in the film, the two characters meet in this, I guess, maybe art class context or socializing.
Yes, socializing.
Yeah, exactly.
Class for adults with neurodivergencies. That's where they meet. And as you said, the other actors,
most of them.
Do actually have the
autism.
Okay, so how was it working with them?
Fantastic.
It was the best shooting day ever.
And we are Frank, and we are Ilkenis.
Honest.
Honest. Yes, sincere about that. I mean, it was a lot of fun, and it was not at all complicated. They're just to the point, very meticulously acting, like every advice they instantly following.
Yeah, they were very literal. It's amazing.
They were actors.
And I think they helped, their presence helped the whole crew, and especially the main actors.
How did you find them? I mean, how did you cast the main actors, but then also this group?
Actually, I have a very good family friend, my father's friend, and his son has autism, and his sister has this group with these amazing kids that they have a band, they do all of this theater. So we contacted her because she's also a therapist, and she works especially with autistic kids. And she kind of brought us into contact with the three of them, that they actually, some of them have acted before, I think. And we got into contact, and they came, they were amazing.
They were totally in. They were very enthusiastic in the shooting day, during the shooting day.
Did she maybe also help on set? Did you need a person to help you?
Not really.
Not really,
no.
Yeah.
They were very professional.
Yeah. I mean, 100%. They came with their parents.
Yeah.
the adults, but they came with the parents. Mm-hmm. I think for legal reasons or not?
Some of them, yes. Some of them. It depends on the, the case.
But the parents stay at the corner.
Did you ever consider also hiring neurodivergent people for the main
role? Yes.
But due to the nature of the project, because of the VFX aspect, it required very specific kind of camera movement and blocking and stuff, and it would be very difficult to orchestrate this kind of project.
And for such a small project, we were also had a very strict time schedule because we're funded from a specific
state funding.
It was we wanted it, but it was difficult.
Very difficult.
Well, yeah, actually, I wanted to ask how long you shot for, and then I have a second question.
It was 8 days plus two reshoots.
The sci-fi elements come in with special effects?
Actually, I mean, it was a combination of practical.
On the spot, and then we added VFX on top of the...
I imagine that the funding for that... I mean, it's more difficult to get because you need more of it. How was your experience with
funding?
Yeah, I mean, with being able to execute this kind of project.
Yeah.
The execution is another thing.
Yeah. Okay.
First, we applied. Yeah, we applied. We submitted. We applied for tell the story.
Specific funding that it was for low budget first director first movie
first or second
first or second for both producer and director. So we kind of like, okay, let's take my camera and let's do it, we can it like with this funding. And then as we were approaching this project, we understood that it couldn't be done like this, so we ended up putting a lot of money into it.
But we managed to make it as low as possible. I mean, we crafted a lot of things with just friends or... actually, the VFX was Mikhail's made by one person.
He put a lot of work into it.
Yeah, another thing that I found interesting is the movie is quite long for a short film. And, I mean, in the world of, like, international competitions of submitting films to these festivals, that can be quite a risky move. Like, a film can fall out of the selection just because of the length, because it takes up...
And it has,
many times. I imagine. It takes up space for so many other films, and then everyone's calculating. So how much does this pragmatism come into the editing room? I mean, obviously, you stuck
with the long...
It was longer. It was 37, the first cut, and we all already cut out scenes.
Mm-hmm. Whole scenes, because we didn't like them. There was a point that we were like, oh, maybe we should cut.
We didn't know at first that there's a time stop at 30 minutes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Most of the festivals have a limitation of 30 minutes. Yeah. We didn't know.
I think for this specific project, I think that's the story at the end of the day, and if it's one thing to make films for the festivals, and it's one thing to make films for the characters and the story, and that was the story we wanted to tell. So it's okay. It will find its place. I mean, it's okay.
Well, how important is like this international film festival attendance, like for the Greek context, like the short film scene? How many options are there nationally, and how important it is to branch out?
There are not so many festivals, short film festivals in Greece. They're like
There's five. Drama Festival, which is a very well-known festival, international.
Yeah.
Which is also an amazing festival. Apply, it's good. Yeah. It's very fun and a good selection.
We'll be there,
The Athens International Festival that also has a short film section. And there are other
festivals. But it's a very big step for us, and a great recognition for our work to be here in Clermont.
Even to watch your film in a theater with so many people, it's very heartwarming.
Yeah, maybe then we can finish off with a few words about your next project that you mentioned at the beginning. So what's next?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, we have already applied. We're in development stage. And it's called All Flowers in Time Bend Towards the Sun. Quite big title, but it references a song. And it's about a middle-aged trans woman who, after her gender affirmative surgery, meets for the first time her ex-wife, with whom she has a child. And it's a rom-comedy. And dining.
It's kind of like a first date.
Yeah, first date.
Also a short?
Yes.
Okay.
Shorter. It would be shorter.
Razglednico iz Clermont-Ferrana je poslala Vanja.